This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Extend your life with Extendo. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the third and final hour of Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here, and it continues to be the 19th of October 2013 as we move along here, talking about the integration and the globalization of our country with other countries around the world. Nancy, do you have anything you wanted to add here before we continue?
No, Darren, keep going on this topic. This is so important.
Well, we have information from the U.S. State Department, and I understand we have some calls on the line, too. And, folks, you're welcome to jump on board. We will get to you probably after the next break. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. They say the U.S.-Asia-Pacific Comprehensive Energy Partnership. That's on the U.S. State Department. They say reliable access to energy lies at the heart of economic development and is crucial to human well-being. Yet in Asia, there's an estimated 387 million people without access to electricity and roughly 660 million people who rely on traditional biomass for cooking. In order to improve the region's ability to provide energy for its citizens, President Obama, in concert with the president of the the Republic of Indonesia, and I'm not going to name this guy's name because it's too difficult to pronounce, and His Majesty Sultan Dan Yang, whatever, announced the formation of the U.S.-Asia-Pacific Comprehensive Partnership for a Sustainable Energy Future. Doesn't that sound an awful lot like the partnership we have with Mexico?
Sure does.
Anyway, they say the partnership will build upon efforts underway in APEC, APEC, and the ASEAN, to bring concrete, impactful progress in addressing energy poverty and energy access issues in the region. Specifically, you know, I think it's interesting and noteworthy to point out, listeners, that the Trans-Pacific Partnership, you know, some of these countries that we're building infrastructure in are also the same countries that we're doing the TPP with. So I don't think that that's coincidental. Specifically, the partnership, they say, will drive investment and facilitate progress through four key regional priorities: renewables and cleaner energy, encouraging the use of wind, solar, and geothermal, power markets and interconnectivity, developing smart grids, cross-border connectivity, the emerging role of natural gas, promoting greater use of this cleaner fuel, and sustainable development, addressing rural electrification issues and energy efficiency. So, smart grids, this is what we're building over there as we build it here. The partnership will work closely with the World Bank and the Asian Development Bank to ensure a coordinated approach to maximize investment opportunities. The partnership will also engage with the private sector as well as countries in the region to determine specific projects within these four priority areas. Within an estimated $9 trillion, now listen to this, listeners, they say with an estimated $9 trillion needed in investment in electricity alone through 2035 to meet growing demand in the region. There is enormous potential for U.S. industry to play an important role in the region's energy future. What do we make about this investment in foreign countries? Why is it always foreign countries that we're investing in? Why is it always foreign countries? Why do we have our State Department, ladies and gentlemen, worried about foreign countries' infrastructure? Can someone answer me that? It's a rhetorical question because I already know the answer. Because our State Department, they're globalists. They're not representing you folks.
No.
And the media needs to start focusing on these people who are undermining our national sovereignty, doing away with U.S. principles and interests. This isn't in our interest to do this. This is a gutting of our economy. They said the United States will provide up to $6 billion, $6 billion to support the partnership, including the Export-Import Bank of the United States. They'll launch a program to make available $5 billion in export credit financing to eligible countries in the region over the next 4 years to increase access to America's technology, services, and equipment for the implementation of energy infrastructure projects. The Overseas Private Investment Corporation, another thing to put in a search engine, listeners, the Private Investment Corporation will provide up to $1 billion in financing for sustainable power and energy infrastructure projects. U.S. Trade and Development Agency, or USTDA, will support programs in partner countries in the areas of power generation, power distribution, modernization, assistance with upgrading grid efficiencies to accommodate renewable power and unconventional gas development. All of this going on while they tell us our infrastructure is at risk due to cyber attacks. By the way,
I have another question, Darren.
Yeah.
If we're paying for all this, which clearly we are, how come the American taxpayer then doesn't have shares of all of these global projects? Why aren't we getting profits from all of this stuff since we are clearly enforced partners and stakeholders by the theft of our taxes for all of these projects? Where's my dividends? Where's my quarterly dividends on all these investments I am making in China and in Mexico with my tax dollars?
Well, you can certainly see the dividend of what they're building. There's your reward. You can look around and see the mess that you've created with your tax dollars. No, there's nothing in it for the American people. There's nothing in it for us.
No.
I'll tell you what, let's go to the phones. I got some other information to share. But in the interest of time, I think I want to take some calls right now. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, you're up first.
Well, thank you, Darren and Nancy. You know, you just made a statement there that you avoided the implied intent, which is that we get to have the benefit of paying for these things.
That's it. That's all. That's the only benefit, if you can call it that.
You know, you've had most provocative conversation from the very start of your program this morning. And one thing I really wanted to know specifically was, where on your site at Govern America is Nancy's information on the fire hazards occurrences around these development zones or biospheres around the nation?
You want to tackle that one, Nancy?
Recent activities, which is really just under the banner and the first the pictures that scroll past, under recent activities, and you click on the newest site additions tab, you will see all of these right near the top. You will see articles from fires. The number of fires and acres burned due to U.S. wildfires in 2012 by state. They actually list them by state, fueling the wildfires, total wildfires and acreages. And just go to those articles, and there's also other links in them, and then you will see what's going on.
Well, some of this information that you've been bringing...
Chris, let me hold you over the break. I got to take a break here right now. When we come back, we'll continue with you, and we'll get to other calls as well. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. Also have some other information I'll share later on as time progresses. Globalization, folks, is something that everyone needs to pay attention to because it's affecting every aspect of your life. That's what really the economic crisis is all about, by the way. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Well, you're not going to get it. Sorry. Welcome back to Govern America. Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant, and Chris in Las Vegas is on the line right now. And you're welcome to call in as well, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, Chris, you had another thought for us. Go right ahead, sir.
Before I go on with my thought, let me express my great remiss at Mr. Powers, the producer of RBN, not being able to make this special appearance on your show. We were really looking forward to hearing what he had to say.
Yeah, I second that. You know, it was actually Michael Powers.
I misspoke. I apologize.
He actually was the one that actually contacted me initially to come on back in 2008 and do this broadcast on RBN. He had listened to some of the stuff that we had done on the other network, and we were off the air for about 6 months there, and he emailed me one day and said, hey, you know, we'd like you to come over. We had this spot. At the time, it was the 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Spots that's occupied by Farron now. But
we're certainly appreciative of his observations in bringing you back on RBN.
Well, I am too. You know, and the nice thing about it is we've been able to make a lot of friends over the years, and there's maybe a few enemies along the way too, but mostly friends. And it's been a really good experience, and I'm happy to be here. But anyway, what were your other thoughts there, Chris?
Yeah, there were some powerful words that stuck out in your early on commentary regarding the created crisis creating opportunities to change the nature of the outcomes that they created the opportunities for in the first place. Never let a crisis go to waste,
exactly,
as Manuel recently restated. And when you spoke of the sustainability theme or agenda, the modus operandi, the technical legal aspects are part of what they have to work out within the global international community of elites who seek to totally involve the public's paying for its participatory role in this allegedly public, which is really private, posed as public, private-private relationship between the global corporate whores of Babylon's scheme to control the masses of the world under these demonic schemes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no question that they're working very diligently on these plans, that's for sure. And
all the resources. They want all the natural resources in the whole world. Their customer bases have become so large now. They have to produce so much because the whole world is their customer now. So they're all fighting for resources. And so it's all become about land management, water management, ocean management, so on and so forth.
Oh, yes, these are planned smart communities and smart plans and smart growth and smart grid and smart homes. It's certainly
a dumbed-down population to go with it, huh?
Well, absolutely. The environment is the global environment when they speak of it, not the local environment. And they seek to have the centralized globalist socialist control or Soviet-style control, which is truly Talmudic control.
Well, they don't want to spend any money on the people.
Oh, no, no. They want the people to pay for it, not their money.
That's exactly right.
That's it. They want
profit.
The people's money is their money. But anyway, Chris, I need to scoot. I got another call here, but I appreciate you calling in and being there, and God bless you, sir. All right, let's move on from one Chris to another Chris. Chris in Canada, you're up next.
Hi, Darren and Nance.
Hi, Chris.
I'm going back to you talking about the TPP.
Yes.
I'm pretty much in the dark as you guys are. Now, it's a Canadian initiative that has just happened with Harper and...
Actually, that's not the TPP. What you're talking about is the...
Atlantic.
The European Union thing. That's the Atlantic thing. That's a totally different thing from the TPP. The Trans-Pacific Partnership...
No, it's part of it.
Well, it's similar, but it's a different agreement. Yeah, one deals with one body of water, and the other deals with the other
yep,
direction.
That's pretty much it.
it's all the same, no matter how
ultimately,
you look at it.
Ultimately, yes, it's all globalization, and it's all an empowerment of multinational corporations over every aspect of our life, if you want to get right down to it.
Now, there was a gentleman on a radio show I listened to a few days back. He just got fired by Obama. He was actually the second runner-up for the Nobel Peace Prize when Obama ended up being the victor of this so-called Peace Prize.
Okay.
I don't know his name. I should, and I apologize for not. My point being, one of your callers will probably call in and give his name and explain it deeper than me. But he just got fired by Obama because he had to do a litmus test.
Okay.
Does that ring a bell with you or Nance?
Doesn't with me.
No, okay. It does not.
Okay, well, he had to do a litmus test. He was a general. But what he did was he saved 30,000 children in China, girls, from being murdered because, you know, in China they want boys. So
yeah, okay.
He was a nominee for the Nobel Peace Prize over in China, or because of his work in China, saving. But mm-hmm. He had a second life, and he's come out, and he's a whistleblower. He's come out and said, I actually had another agenda. He was part of a group. He now, everybody says he was CIA. He says, I never said that. He says, I'm not even telling you which group I was involved in, which we could all, you know, read between the lines if we wish. But he mentioned something about Canada. He said, I was in school with your current prime minister.
Yeah.
And that was it. He said it. It was real quick. It was about 10 seconds. He mentioned it, and then he went on to another topic. But that rang a bell with me because I'm Canadian.
Right.
That rang a bell. I went,
so he didn't say anything about the prime minister?
Well, they were in the same school together, whether it was the CIA or whatever you want to call it. Now, mm-hmm. We never did say he was in the CIA, and he said that himself. He said, everybody said, suggesting I was in the CIA. He said, I never said that. He said, I was in a government-run department.
Okay.
And
well, you know, that's kind of
our current, your current prime minister was in the same department as I was, and he did a lot of his schooling in Canada.
Okay. All right, well, okay. I appreciate the call there, Chris, because I'll tell you what, it's good that you brought that up, because my next piece here I want to cover deals with U.S. and Canada cross-border surveillance. So I think that that's a good segue. I appreciate
all
the
right.
call. Thank you. Folks, this comes from Dana Gabriel, and we're almost at the bottom of the hour already. But I want to cover some of this because, again, we're dealing with we talked about Border 2020 a little, which we will come back to in the future because there's always new developments. But that's the U.S.-Mexico border region. We also have U.S.-Canada border and also this outer security perimeter. You remember the Building a North American Community document that was put out, Nancy, during the Bush administration? It was the Council on Foreign Relations put that document out. And a part of that, from that, came the North American security perimeter. In other words, you draw a circle around Canada, Mexico, and the United States. That's the perimeter they're talking about. When we come back, we're going to share some information regarding that. Stay with us.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
We're back. This is Govern America. The website, once again, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. Nancy, give your email out.
Nancy@governamerica.com.
All right. And the chat room is open. Folks, this has actually been a roaring success. So if you want to join the chatters, it's a little, there's about five people in there right now. So go ahead and log on to governamerica.com, and you can do that. Continuing on here, we have from the State Department website, they have a program called Connecting the Americas 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Connecting the Americas 2022. Now, again, they don't have to hide anymore. This is all this information is hidden in plain view. And they come right out and tell you if you're willing to take the time, do the research, and read. They say at the 6th Summit of the Americas in April 2012, the government of Colombia put forward a bold agenda in proposing Connecting the Americas 2022 to ensure, or for short they call it Connect 2022, to ensure our citizens, businesses, schools, and hospitals have the electricity they need at a price that they can afford. Power generation in Latin America and the Caribbean needs to double by 2030. By 2035, the region needs over $700 billion in power sector investments, according to the IEA. Over 31 million people in the region lack access to electricity. Connect 2022, launched by Colombia's former Minister of Mines and Energy, and the U.S. Secretary of State, it's a hemispheric initiative which establishes a decade-long goal to achieve universal access to electricity through enhanced electrical interconnections, power sector investment, renewable energy development, and cooperation. Connect 2022, endorsed by heads of state and summit declaration, supports the energy and climate partnership of the Americas. Now, there's something for you to research, ladies and gentlemen. The Energy and Climate Partnership of the Americas, ECPA, involving all governments of the Western Hemisphere, the private sector, the International Development Bank, the World Bank, and, once again, the Organization of American States, OAS.
And we get to pay for that, too.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? See, this is why I'm spending time on this, folks. Because the claptrap that you hear about in Washington about, oh, we don't have any money. Well, hogwash, when we're wasting all of our funds building everybody else up. It is advanced bilaterally and sub-regionally in North America and Central America with Mexico and Colombia, the Andes and Chile, Brazil, and Southern Cone, and the Caribbean. So anyway, that's from the U.S. State Department. Now, back to Canada. They say, from Global Research, we see Dana Gabriel writes, towards the North American homeland, U.S.-Canada cross-border surveillance, intelligence sharing, law enforcement, and data collection. He says, some of the corporate interests that are steering the U.S.-Canada beyond the border integration agenda. You remember us talking about the beyond the border integration program?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's still very alive and well. He says some of the corporate interests are not quite satisfied with the progress so far, and they would very much like the implementation process to be accelerated. The bilateral initiative, which was launched almost 2 years ago, promotes a shared vision for perimeter security. It seeks to improve information sharing between security agendas. Under the agreement, both countries are moving forward and towards a coordinated entry-exit system and are developing a harmonized cargo security strategy. In addition,
now, Karen,
the U.S. Yeah.
We gotta throw this in here. Remember, the entire rim of the United States, from the Pacific to the Atlantic to the border with Canada to the border to Mexico, is constitution-free zones. In
right.
other words,
but as I like to point out, they don't have any authority
to the borders.
Yeah, they don't have any authority to suspend the Constitution in those zones, and they can call it whatever they want. But I say the hell with them. They don't have the authority to do that. Anyway, they say under this agreement, both countries are moving towards a coordinated entry-exit system and are developing a harmonized cargo security strategy. Did you hear that? Harmonized cargo security strategy. In addition, the U.S. and Canada are strengthening integrated cross-border intelligence sharing and law enforcement operations. So read Homeland Security being in Canada as well as Mexico.
And Canada and Mexico law enforcement being in the United States.
Well, it's all being merged together. He says Canada's own electronic eavesdropping agency is also working hand-in-hand with the NSA. They are both increasing data collection and surveillance in the North American homeland. Minister of Transport Lisa Raitt gave a speech at the Association of Canadian Port Authorities annual conference in August. She stated that, quote, ensuring the security of our transportation systems is key to strengthening the Canada-U.S. trade relationship. To build prosperity through trade, businesses and governments on both sides of our shared border must have confidence that our transportation systems will work together to meet our mutual security needs. That is why Canada and the United States are working closely together to implement the Beyond the Border Action Plan. That's the end of that quote. Now, while she didn't reference the Maritime Commerce Resilience Project by name, Reid acknowledged that the U.S. and Canada are developing a joint cross-border approach to help marine commerce recover faster after a major disruption. This would include a significant natural disaster or terrorist attack that impacts North America. She also mentioned
about Fukushima.
Well, they didn't. Yeah, they don't talk about Fukushima, now, do they? Well, it's not interrupting international commerce yet, is it? Those sailors that go through the Pacific certainly are being exposed to a lot of radiation, I'm thinking. Certainly the fish in the Pacific are turning yellow. Isn't that what you found earlier last night?
Yeah,
I think?
The salmon, the pink salmon are turning yellow. Their eyes are falling out of their heads. The starfish are turning to gel. And apparently, what was it? One of the smaller fish that we eat, I can't think of what the name of it is right now. Sardines. The sardines are simply, they say, Canada is saying the entire sardine season is gone because all the fish are, like, bleeding.
Well, so, once again, we stress the importance of avoiding seafood unless you know specifically where it was caught. Ladies
yep.
and gentlemen, just a little public service announcement for you.
Yep.
Anyway, this Minister of Transportation, Lisa Rett, she also mentioned a pilot program underway at the Port of Prince Rupert, which is part of efforts to harmonize the cargo screening process between U.S. and Canada. Both countries continue to advance this agenda through the Integrated Cargo Security Strategy, a key component of the Beyond the Border deal. The Canadian Council of Chief Executives, or CCCE, is an influential organization that lobbies the government on behalf of Canada's largest corporations. Throughout the years, they have tirelessly pushed for deeper continental integration. In a letter sent to Prime Minister Stephen Harper, John Manley, President and CEO of CCCE, lays out what some of the Conservative Party's priorities should be in the next session of Parliament. As far as the North American partnership goes, the CCCE called on Canada, the U.S., and Mexico to further strengthen and renew their trilateral relationship.
And now you know why the press, the major press, is owned. It's so that we don't know any of this.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Yep.
They say this strengthening of the partnership includes a forging a North American energy advantage through projects such as the Keystone XL pipeline, which it noted was, quote, an essential step in the development of a comprehensive strategy to expand and enhance cross-border energy infrastructure, unquote. The CCCE's letter to Prime Minister Harper also stressed that, quote, the Canadian-U.S. Beyond the Border and Regulatory Cooperation initiatives that you helped launch 2 years ago hold much promise, although so far tangible efforts have been few and far between, unquote. In other words, big business who have the most gain from these agreements, who want to speed up the whole process, they want to speed up the whole process of North American integration. Not moving fast enough for them people. At the end, you know, there's profits to be made, folks. There's bottom lines to be worried about. There's stockholders, shareholders to keep happy. So,
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Follow the Moskwa down to Gonky Park, listening to the wind of change. August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America and the home stretch of the program already, the fastest 3 hours in talk radio. I want to finish up this information about the North American Beyond the Border Action Plan. Ladies and gentlemen, I think this is important stuff. We're sharing an article from Global Research written by Dana Gabriel. It says, at the end of June, the Department of Homeland Security and the Canadian Border Services Agency began Phase 2 of the Entry-Exit System, a commitment of the Beyond the Border Action Plan. The project builds on Phase 1, which involved collecting and exchanging biographic information at 4 selected land border crossings. Phase 2 has been expanded to include the exchange of biographic entry data collected from third-party nationals and permanent residents of Canada and the U.S. at all common ports of entry. In 2014, they will also start sharing biometric information at the border. Both countries are moving closer to fully implementing a biometric entry and exit data system. Did you hear that? They say they are laying the groundwork for the creation, get this, of a North American biometric ID card. This is being worked on right now, listeners. A North American biometric ID card. The U.S. and Canada are further merging databases and are expanding surveillance and intelligence gathering activities. On July 12th, Montana Democratic Senator John Tester chaired the hearing protecting our North American border, our northern border, enhancing collaboration and building local partnerships. The meeting emphasized how securing such an expansive border requires a multifaceted approach. In addition to a smart and effective deployment of technology and manpower, we must also be doing everything we can to ensure federal, local, state, and Canadian partnerships partners are working very closely and collaboratively, he says. And it also described other opportunities for collaboration and cost sharing, including stronger partnerships between agencies, local officials, tribes, and other private sectors. Before the hearings took place, Tester talked to CBC about the prospect of deploying a high-tech cable sensor along the U.S.-Canadian border. This would include the installation of the Blue Rose in-ground perimeter defense security system. The low-level surveillance radar is based on fiber optic technology, which is used to detect sound and vibration transmitted by intruders, such as people walking and running and moving vehicles near the sensor. Now, why is this being deployed at the Canadian border? Don't we need this at the U.S.-Mexican border? Because, you know, I guess
those
Canadians...
Well, we're all big, one happy family, right?
Well, you know, I think the Canadians are trying to sneak in. Those sneaky, you sneaky Canadians up there? Anyway, they say the increased militarization of the northern border is forcing Canada to further comply with U.S.-style security measures. A controversial U.S.-Canada cross-border law enforcement initiative, which is essentially a land-based version of the ShipRider program, has been delayed due to legal ramifications. Under the Beyond the Border Perimeter Security Plan, the Next Generation Pilot Project, which would create integrated teams in areas such as intelligence and criminal investigations, was scheduled to be launched in the summer of 2012. According to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, a memo from them, the U.S. is demanding that its agents taking part in the bilateral undertaking be exempt from Canadian law. This has raised serious concerns about transparency, accountability, and responsibility. It is yet another attempt by the U.S. to chip away at Canadian sovereignty. An article by Michael Harris warned that once you give the U.S. a platform to carry weapons and perform investigative duties inside our country, how far will they push the next envelope? The pilot project is part of the process of further acclimating U.S. policing activities in Canada. As part of the North American security perimeter, both countries continue to expand the nature and scope of law enforcement operations along with intelligence collection and sharing. An example of how North America is being increasingly viewed, a single entity occurred several months back during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing meeting. I remember when they did this, the media actually did report a little on this. Not to the degree that they should have dug into it a little better, but California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein, you remember her displaying that map, Nancy?
Yes.
She put a map up that was designed by the NSA, which showed domestic and global terror activity that has allegedly helped, it has allegedly helped disrupt. When it came to North America, the diagram identified Canada and Mexico as part of the U.S. homeland. While the move garnered
frankly,
a lot of...
what we're all adopting... it is Chinese law enforcement tactics. You know, Chinese law enforcement is very, very militaristic. And we're all adopting that here, Canada. Obviously, it's going to go to Mexico, too.
Well, it's no wonder why the Chinese are all on board with all this stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, whether it's communism or corporate fascism, ultimately you have totalitarian control. And that's what they're all about.
Yep.
RT pointed out, whatever the reason for the NSA's creation of the homeland, the spy agency has already been condemned for failing to respect the sovereignty of other nations through its extensive data collection efforts. The NSA is also working in close partnership with Communications Security Establishment Canada, or CSEC. An article from Global Research explained that the two organizations have integrated personnel, i.e. swap personnel, to improve seamless collaboration. They also share internet surveillance programs. It went on to say that the NSA shares information on Canadians' communications with Canada's national security apparatus in exchange for information that CSEC garners on Americans. The never-ending war...
coming out of a Russian newspaper.
Exactly. Well, some of the best information, as you've pointed out, comes from foreign news sources.
Yeah, well, we're not getting any news with information here. You have to go to foreign news sources to find out what's going on.
Well, this is why RBN is so important in networks like this, folks.
Absolutely.
It needs to be pushed. The never-ending war on terror, they say, is being used to justify the huge police state security apparatus being assembled. This includes the militarization of the northern border and the creation of the North American security perimeter. Things that have been around. The security perimeter was created back in 2005, ladies and gentlemen. This is where they came out with these documents. And it's continued under the Bush administration, continues under the Obama administration, proving once again destroying America is a bipartisan effort.
Absolutely.
They say, in the name of national security, there has been a steady erosion of civil liberties and privacy rights in both the U.S. and Canada. Our freedoms are under assault. The amount of information being collected and shared on all aspects of our daily lives has expanded and is being stored in massive databases. Sweeping new surveillance powers, targeting terrorists and other criminals are being increasingly turned over and turned against those who are critical of government policy. There is a concerted effort to demonize political opponents, activists, protesters, and other peaceful groups. We are witnessing the criminalization of dissent, where those who oppose the government's agenda are being labeled as terrorists and a threat to security.
There you go.
So that's Dana Gabriel in Global Research, and we're just about out of time. I've got one more call.
3 hours on the radio, Darren.
Yeah, Lou in D.C., can you be real quick?
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to make a point about that security perimeter between the U.S. And Canada. There's,
yeah, we've got about a minute left in the show, so make it quick, please.
Okay, yeah, they're trying to stop the wolves from going across, and, of course, there's B.C. pot that they're trying to get. But the other interesting thing is that our recent deal with the EU that just got signed,
uh-huh.
It's a back door for privatization of municipal water systems. In order to get federal funding, you must have a private-public partnership, which means that privatization of our water systems. That's
exactly.
Just demonstrates the top secret trade agreement. It's only details are starting to come out now, and it's globalization in its end.
Yeah, well, a very good call. Absolutely, it's corporate fascism. And globalization and corporate fascism are one and the same today. Thank you so much, Lou. I appreciate the call, sir. God bless you. All right, folks, we're just about out of time. Nancy will be here. I have a trip I have to take next week while the show's on the air, so she'll be here. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. And I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. She'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
With financial